Legend in My Spare Time podcast contains themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for some audiences. If you're easily offended or under the completely arbitrary age of 21, we suggest you get your podcast on elsewhere.
Legend in My Spare Time, motherfucker!
Dear, when you smile at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Zing with the strings of my heart. 'Twas like a breath of spring. I heard a robin sing about a nest set apart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Zing went the strings of my heart. Your eyes made sky seem blue again. What else could I do again?
Welcome back to part two.
Part two
of Live from BMO Field.
Yes, the first official media sensation.
That's right.
Legend in My Spare Time.
That's right. Well, look at us. We're very special.
Yeah, big deal.
So if you're confused right now, you missed part one, so go grab it. They're both there for you.
That's right.
Stupid fucks.
Smarten up.
Smarten up, playa.
That's right.
Smarten up. So yes, we are indeed sitting our way through our event at BMO Field, which was the charity football match we were invited to.
That's right.
Where we last left off, it was halftime. For this very exciting, very productive, athletic match we were watching.
It was an important match.
That's right. We've gotten dirty looks multiple times.
Yeah.
And our good friend Michael Knight, who is on the field, is running around like a peacock.
Yeah. Not running, though.
No, padding around like a peacock.
Yeah, occasionally being startled.
That's right.
Into
by
motion.
The ball. Yes. And so we're field side. We're having a fantastic day. We're about to have discussions with an NHL professional.
Yes.
We're about to discuss things with Murray Foster from Great Big Sea once again.
Again,
this
yes.
This time we know who he is.
This time, and this time it'll actually, we'll have the footage, the recordings.
The recordings, yes, not the footage.
Mm-hmm. You know who we missed, though?
Who's that?
The girl from Crazy Diamond. Mm. I don't know how we lost that.
What can you do?
These things happen.
I'm sure she's not that worried. Although she did hit on me a little bit about cute shorts.
Yeah, you guys kind of flirted a bit.
Just a little.
That's right.
She said that she didn't realize the game was actually official this way, and she thought she would just be wearing little jean shorts.
Yeah.
And that she was kind of disappointed. And I said, not going to lie, so am I.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yeah.
What's the movie?
Dazed and Confused.
My boy.
Matthew McConaughey.
I would have thought you would have got that one wrong.
Really? Why?
I don't know. You're a good man. I didn't think you were, maybe.
I just never smoked as much pot as you did. That's why you thought I wouldn't get it, because you knew I was a heavy drinker.
In a past life, that may have been one of my recreational activities. So, before we get too deep into BMO Field, we do have a few items of business to touch on.
Let's throw it out there.
First one, Max Power. Do you remember Max Power, Rev?
Yeah, he's Tim Van Boss.
That's Michael Knight. Don't confuse. Our listeners are probably confused enough. Okay?
I'm confused.
He's
the guy that we thought was Tim Van
Boss. Right, right. Max Power was the listener we had email us, and he kind of got a little lippy.
Yeah, a little.
A little. So we had to kind of back him down. We've gotten a new email from Max Power.
Okay.
Under the vein of, am I an asshole?
Hey!
Should we cue the intro music?
Do it.
Do it.
All right.
So, this is from Max Power. I played a joke on the Rev and Matt Lees over email, and it ended up escalating into an all-out fight. I said things I regret, and I feel like it has affected how they look at me. Am I an asshole? Well, you're a drama queen, because it didn't really end up in a fight, and it wasn't a joke. You were rude.
Don't flatter yourself.
Right, exactly.
It wasn't a fight.
You lipped off in an email. We smacked you down, and now you feel bad. But basically, what has happened is Max Power and his good friend Darren, our other emailer.
D-Rock.
Yeah. I think at one point you might have told them, fuck you, start your own podcast.
I think I probably did.
So
That's what I tell most people.
Max and Darren have started their own podcast. Basically, it's as if us and misinformation jerked off into a Petri dish.
I've heard that before.
That was Darren's. That was Darren's description. He said, okay. Basically, if you guys had a dirty stepchild, that would be them.
Oh, okay.
So Max and Darren are cool by association because, according to, I mean, thanks to our teachings, they have started their own podcast. The name of which is Our Happy Landfill.
All right.
.podbean.com is where you can get it. It's not on iTunes yet because the kids aren't the brightest, right? They're rookies. Okay. Got to throw them a bone a little bit. They're not so bright right now.
Get your shit on That's iTunes.
Right. That's right. Now, their first episode did have a few volume issues, but who are we to judge somebody for issues like that?
Yeah.
We should just stay off of it. That's fine. They're going to get things adjusted. It was a pretty funny show. They sucked your dick a lot on episode one. But basically, Max and Darren, good luck to you, boys.
I'm going to have to check that. I'll download that for sure. My Happy Landfill.
Our Happy Landfill.
Our Happy Landfill.
You don't download our show. Why the fuck would you download theirs?
Well, I'm here for our show.
I hate them already. Fucking Our Happy Landfill. But congratulations on getting things going, boys. Here's my favorite part about the show, though. They are limited as to when they can record because each boy's set of parents don't like the other guy.
No.
And because they're at that age where mommy gets to tell you what to do, right, Max? How does that feel?
They're what, 16?
I think they're like 15.
Yes.
15, 16, but mommy still tells them what to do, it sounds like. Yeah. So basically, you know, Darren's mom doesn't like Max, and Max's mom doesn't like Darren. They're like Romeo and Juliet, only with cocks. So that's it. Check out Our Happy Landfill. Those are our boys.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, you will.
I do download ours, by the way. I just don't listen to it.
Oh, I'm sorry you got offended. Are you okay?
You should be sorry.
Rev, do you want a cookie?
Listen, motherfucker. I bring the cookies, and I offer them.
You've never given me a cookie. I've said yes numerous times to your offer for a cookie, because I'm chubby. Want a cookie? Of course I want a fucking cookie.
Look at me. When was the last time I turned down a cookie?
Asshole. So basically, yeah, that was that was our first piece of business. We also have some spoiler business to work on. The big rumor that something I have to inform our listeners of. It's huge.
That's right. It's too early, Matt.
It's too early. Okay.
It's too early.
I was gonna.
You don't want to blow your load now.
I was gonna give him the news now, but that's
nope.
Okay. That's all right. Cool. I won't tell them yet.
Sorry, guys. It's just the way it's got to be.
So, should we see what happened when? Oh, Brent Spiner's still singing.
Woohoo! Yeah, let's check out what did we do during halftime.
Should we find out what happens when we get our conversation with one of the Buffalo Sabres?
Yes.
Let's go back to BMO Field.
Back.
Matt, Jeff, this is Steve Montadoro, the Buffalo Sabres.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. No, this is it. We're here to watch you go. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just, he's coaching.
She's giving us the rules, right? Yeah. So he's coaching one of the teams, and now she's basically just being like, be nice, this guy might whoop us.
You guys give him my jersey, so that's nice. The secret plan for the second half.
The
so
switcheroony.
I know this is possibly not live.
Not even a little bit. Yeah, so basically we've got members of Toronto FC acting as honorary coaches.
Yeah.
And Steve-O's strategy is to throw one of those guys on the field in the jersey of...
Of him,
the
right?
Celebrity team. Yeah, one of the celebrity teams, so that he can cheat, basically. He's a cheater.
Hey, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
He's a cheater.
He was on White Scene.
Until maybe later on.
What's White Scene?
The White Team. He was white the White Team. He was
yes,
the media.
Yes. Yes, he was. All right, I give you my word.
At which point then we can just say, suck it, we won the throw.
That's fair. Now, because you're bigger, sweet, stronger, faster than me, I'm not going to go over and tell them what you're going to do either.
Yeah, appreciate that, yeah.
No.
That's the truth.
Fair enough.
And it's the truth. Yeah, fat bastard.
What the hell, Rev?
I was mean that day. I'm... Not
you
sorry.
Fat bastard, you called me.
I'm not sorry, but I won't let it happen again.
Oh, you motherfucker. Because basically, you know, Mr. Buffalo Sabre decided to step a little bit closer to me just to prove he was bigger than me, and I flinched.
I think we talk about that.
Yeah, I think we do. It's embarrassing.
I think actually there was almost a rumble.
I almost had to fight the Buffalo Sabre.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Listen, our podcast, some of the things we do in our podcast is we trash talk the Maple Leafs.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask you to trash talk the Maple Leafs, but living here, we're ashamed of them. They've let us down many, many times.
All right.
Many times.
So now, is there a lot in the NHL? Is there a lot of inter-team rivals? Is there stuff where you guys are like, I can't wait to play this team tonight?
Yeah, there is, especially because Buffalo and Toronto are so close to each other. There's natural rivalries that brew over the years, and We also have one with Ottawa because of playoffs a few years ago. So sometimes it's location, and sometimes it's you know, past history, kind of a Celtics-Laker type thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously not to that degree right now, but you know, you play each other so many times after so long that it kind of happens naturally. So that does happen, and then within that, there's a lot of smaller ones as far as maybe certain players against certain players. I don't think they played a lot against each other, but I played in Boston when Komisarek was in Montreal, so, and Lucic and Komisarek had a big thing going on, so I imagine that might carry over once Komisarek's back healthy. So, there's a lot of little inner... I'm trying to think of the right words. That's a good way. I mean, there's some language that I try and mimic from what's happened on the ice, but I don't think I can.
Actually,
I can edit it.
Did you hear what he said there? There's some language we use on the ice that I can't repeat here. Because he thinks we're classy.
Yeah.
I also like the part where he named a bunch of NHL players, and you and I are both like,
Of course.
Right? Yeah, when Kovacic gets back to fight, we're like, yep.
Whatever.
Yeah, when you were in Boston, yep.
Sure, you're in Boston, now you're in Buffalo.
All I really wanted him to say was fuck the Leafs.
Yeah.
But did he? Did he, Rev? Did he?
No, he took the question seriously.
It's true. He took us seriously.
What a sucker.
Anything. It's
because we're here for charity, we're going to keep it polite. We're going to keep it nice. I just got a shaking head over there. When we started mentioning swear words, she was like,
well, that's why.
It's for the kids, guys. Come on. Keep it clean.
I'll just say that I'm generally not involved in that type of vernacular.
Oh, you're a good guy on that? Nice.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'm just saying that.
There's your proof that we have no idea who the fuck this guy is. Oh, you're a good guy on the ice? It's not wrestling, Matt Lees.
Oh, you're a good guy.
No, I'm a heel.
Funny that I should mention wrestling again, huh?
Yeah. Well, actually, we've noticed.
For this interview, I don't.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Now, we've noticed that there is a serious lack of trash talk on the field.
Yeah. Well, I can't hear anything from the sidelines particularly. I've been giving... Where I can help is, one, keep my team hydrated by bringing them water, and then two, think about a few different, you know, lines that I can't say obviously right now.
Yeah. Didn't bring me water, did you, Steve?
Easier, you know, running behind them.
Right.
His name is Steve.
Those are the two areas that I feel I can help the most.
That's great.
They've been doing a good job. They took the lead, and we came right back, and I think part of that has to do with being hydrated. And
exactly. Yeah. You are the one here. You're the one making all the difference.
You're breaking their will slowly.
You know, I'm giving it all the credit where it's due to my team, but I feel that, you know, I can play a part.
That's awesome. So. Now, absolutely. If you need any help trash talking, we're your guys. Not to say you wouldn't already know, but we can help you if you need any advice.
Unfortunately for the listeners, they probably won't be able to get a chance to hear what you're going to be suggesting. No. Next time they'll have to come down to BMO Field next year. That's what they'll be able to hear.
Amen.
Absolutely.
So just finish off by saying your name, and our podcast is called Legend in My Spare Time. So if you just give us a little quick promo, we'd love it.
Right.
Selfless promotion. Here we go. Ready?
Damn right.
I think he's going to do it in one take.
What's his name again?
Steve Marzabon.
You sure it's Steve?
Yeah.
Isn't it Adam?
No, it's Steve Rodderman. Ready? I'll bet you a dollar.
Okay.
All right, it's on.
Hi, my name's Steve Montador, the Buffalo Sabres, and you're listening to Legend...
In my spare time.
In my spare time. All right, let's do that again.
Do you want to hear it again, Rev?
Do it again and again? I want to hear it again and again.
Can I have my dollar?
Yeah, here it is.
Thanks.
Okay. Because I started saying too many words. Hey, this is Steve Montador from the Buffalo Sabres, and you're listening to Legend in My Spare Time.
All right.
Could you hear me saying it with them?
Yes, because you were like, legend in my spare time.
I had to walk everyone through it because they all fucked it up.
Which is funny because you can't really put on socks without your wife's help generally. So it's funny that you have to help other people through things. But we are kind of a big deal at this point.
Exactly.
A member of the NHL's Buffalo Sabres.
That's right. You know what? Other people were taking notice because of that interview.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they saw you stare him down.
Right. And he was a little scared, right?
Yeah, he took a step backwards.
He backed up.
After he took two steps forward.
That's right, and I backed up. And then he looked at you and laughed. Stupid fat kid. You probably just wanted to see me try to fight the Buffalo Sabres player.
I would love to see you shove him.
So like, motherfucker.
Whoa, back off me, man.
You don't want none of this.
I'm a big deal. We're not on the ice, motherfucker.
Yeah, you did tell somebody that we were a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
I think we'll get to that. But I think you did tell somebody who is a big deal. That you were a big deal. Probably the only person there that day who is a big deal.
They believed that we were big deals.
That's right.
You're interrupting mid-sentence.
Matt's actually... Matt's telling Claire, our PR friend here, that the Buffalo Sabre was giving him a...
He was awesome.
He was great.
He is so, like... I don't know. Let me just... I'm going to preface this by I'm French Canadian. I've met like a whole bunch of hockey players. A lot of them can kind of be D-bags. He was awesome.
Nice
he
word.
Was,
yeah.
Like, he was so sweet and like.
Yeah, he was game.
Personable. And yeah. Amazing. Yeah, totally yeah. awesome.
Perfect. So. Until I almost had to whoop his ass.
He's a lucky man.
I ended up almost having to whip his ass. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's some shit was going to go down.
But I didn't. I behaved myself.
No, I know. Hey, we were on an official capacity.
Right. I didn't want to have to whip his ass and embarrass him.
Well, not in front of all his friends.
Some
family.
Fat fucking Welsh kid whooped my ass.
That's right.
Motherfucker. All
Who's
right.
Who's pasty now?
Motherfucker. Let's see what else we got in the bag. In the bag.
In the D bag.
I hope this is the most fascinating episode ever.
I'm sure it is.
I'm just saying. Wow, why start being entertaining now? We got another goal.
Yep.
It's a goal scored by the red team, and it wasn't Tim Knight.
It certainly wasn't.
We are now tied at 2-2.
There's a goal scored, and our boy 17 isn't even on the field.
Yeah. That's how it happens for the red team.
He's just doing his part for the team.
Yeah.
He's staying out of the way.
He's wearing down the white team. He's wearing down the white team. That's his job.
Yeah, by standing on the sidelines with his hands on his hips.
He makes them run around him.
Right. Gotta go around me. I'm in your way. I'm a great football player.
Yeah. Footy. He calls it footy.
He's a footy.
He's a footy.
He's got a Canadian accent, so saying footy sounds funny.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sure all the English listeners right now are being like, that Knight guy sounds like a jerk.
Oh, and yeah. Actually, I can't say that he is. I think he's not bad.
Yeah, but I don't like anyone, so I'm allowed to.
Yeah, I don't know him well enough to, you know, not like me and Ollie, you know. Ollie's a complete ass.
And you're back to dissing
Ollie.
This
was shortly after the episode with Ollie. That's why Ollie was on my mind.
You still have Ollie on my mind. Oh, Ollie. You love you some Sir Oliver Little from Ben and Ollie's not quite radio pre-recorded gay off show.
I love taking that title from him.
You're gonna. You will soon. That's right. You think you will soon be the spare time Olympic champion.
There's no doubt.
Stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen. Go back to Matt Lees versus the UK to hear the original episode of the Spare Time Olympics.
Yep.
Where Ollie captures the title, but the Rev wants it. The Rev wants to be champ.
That's my title.
And that's all we'll say for now.
That's right. I'm North American champion right
You're
now.
You're like Rocky Balboa. Adrian, we did it. You know, it's funny. There was a dude in high school where I pictured if you could hear inside his head, you would hear like the A&W song, you know, the big trombone. And what I would imagine that we would hear in your head would be stolen from a Kevin Smith joke. But it would be like what I imagine like a jellyfish sounds like. That's what I imagine it sounds like in your head sometimes. It's probably so pretty in there.
It's a pretty world.
All right, our man Tim Knight has taken the field in the last, 10 minutes left in the game, you think?
10 minutes, 2-2 tie, second goal for the Red scored as a penalty.
Yeah, second goal for Red scored without Tim on the field.
Yeah, well, he was nowhere near the action. He was over here with his hands on his hips panting, and not for a good reason.
Yeah, he was really stretching those quads, really stretching the quads out. He may possibly has a pulled muscle.
Or just pulled fat. You know, he's a little out of shape as our Tim.
Do you think Michael Knight's still going to be our friend after he hears
this?
He's
not going to be your friend.
I can just picture him. I can picture him right now at his desk.
Fuming.
Fucking arms crossed.
Those fucking assholes.
I got them into the celebrity game and they fucking made fun of me. Michael Knight, you made fun of yourself, sir.
He told us on the way when I asked him, I said, well, are you prepared? You know, are you ready for this? And he said, no.
Absolutely
not.
None
at all.
Exactly.
Being said, Rick the Temp is running circles around him.
Yeah, Rick the Temp is gamer. Yes. He's all over the place.
You know, Rick the Temp, of course, of Entertainment Tonight Canada, formerly of Much Music.
Yeah, and formerly...
formerly said no to Legend of My Spare
Yeah,
Time.
So now he's a D-bag.
Exactly.
He's slight. He's low to the ground. He's got good speed.
He's a wee man, and he's quick at it.
Yeah, he's a wee man, but he's probably already made more money than we will the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
True enough.
Yeah.
Meh, money's not everything, though.
No way.
But I'd love some money.
I would love some money, but I wouldn't want to be a douche to do it.
But you are a douche.
Yeah, but I'm a douche on my terms.
You're wearing a Russian shirt.
You know what's funny? What the fuck did democracy do for the USSR? What good did it do?
The only good that USSR has ever done is the Beatles song. back in the USSR.
Nah, man, since the fall of communism, USSR went to shite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rev is currently wearing a CCP shirt. CCCP. What does it stand for?
Communist Party.
What do the letters actually stand for?
I can't remember. I used to know.
Just say you don't know.
I should know.
Say you're a big dummy and you don't know.
I'm a big dummy and I don't know.
Thank you.
Fuck you, Matt Lees.
Just playing this. And it's for charity.
No. It's that thing that he does. What's that thing that he's on? You know?
BET?
No, Entertainment Tonight.
Oh.
E.T.?
Oh.
Isn't he on Entertainment Tonight?
You said E.T. I thought Drew Barrymore was in E.T.
I said B.E.T.
Oh, B.E.T.
No.
See, what you got there is three dudes trying to be funny over the fact that this guy's on Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, that he's successful.
And Tim and Van Boss is the one that's like, he's on Entertainment Tonight,
he was
guys.
The most recognizable person there. So he was probably actually a C-list celebrity.
That's right. I got it on my DVR every night, guys. And,
yeah, us jackasses are making fun of the most successful person there.
That's right. We're fucking pathetic.
You'll always be Rick the Temp to me.
That's a term of endearment.
Yeah, and that being said, we did request the interview with him, and the nice lady organizing it for us kind of made a face as if to say, he's not into your shit.
And probably isn't. I mean, he's a legit broadcaster. Oh, what's happening? Kick the ball, guys. Kick it, Red. Oh.
He's on a legit show, Entertainment Tonight Canada. He doesn't need to be associated with us.
No.
I don't even want to really be associated with us, but what am I going to do?
I didn't mean that when I said that, Rev. I'm very happy to be associated with you, and we don't need Rick the Temp to make us feel special.
Oh, I could care less about who.
Oh.
Who wants to be associated with us and who doesn't.
Is this your first appearance on the podcast, little guy?
If you do, you're cool, and if you don't, you're a fucking asshole.
Now, you guys can't hear that, but
leave the pussy alone.
There is a new kitten in the Mat Cave, going by the name of R2-D2. Yes, that is his name. I am the coolest person you know, and he's awesome.
He's just like a little slice of love.
The sensitive side.
Oh, shit.
So we have it on good authority that it's the last couple of the minutes here. It's tied 2-2. Tim has been on for 3 minutes, and now he's subbed himself off, yes. I believe.
Yeah, and it's funny that he did at one point try to sub himself with a member of Broken Social Scene and got denied. So I'm sure even the rest of his red team know he's a lazy cunt.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
It wasn't Broken Social Scene. It was Bedouin Sound Clash.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Harsh. I feel bad for him there. He's going to sleep on the way home, I think.
I know, probably. He's going to be in the back seat, stinking up the car. Sleeping. And we're going to mock him for being useless.
Yeah, you know, well, we'll just keep blasting the air horns.
We'll wait till he just about falls asleep and then... But seriously, Tim, if you're listening, we're ashamed of you. I'm ashamed to know you.
And seriously, Tim, we are ashamed of you. Yeah. We're traveling through time here to tell you we're ashamed
of
you.
There are no retractions.
That's right. There's no retractions, no apologies, and no pulling out.
We're ashamed of you.
That's what she said.
Tim, if you're listening, we're ashamed of you.
Tim.
We're ashamed of you.
Oh, by the way, Tim?
Tim,
are you listening?
Michael Knight, pay attention.
Mike and...
We're ashamed of you.
Oh, Michael Knight.
We're ashamed of you.
Is that the last one?
Captain Peacock.
We're ashamed of you. I'm ashamed to know you.
I think he knew what he was getting into, because when I asked him if he was in shape before we came, he basically said, hell no.
Yeah, that's true. But we still get to mock him for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone gets mocked. That's true. You wouldn't be a legend in my spare time if you didn't get mocked.
That's right.
Got to take the good with the bad, right?
Exactly.
That's what she said. Oh, we both said that. That's fucking terrible. I made the same joke now that I did then.
Now we got a for the white. And now here they go. They're off. And they got a breakaway number 15 on the right-hand side. He's going to hopefully get a cross off under the center. A nice big cross. Here it goes. Oh.
Horrible shot.
Awful shot. He should be ashamed.
Had a good run.
He should be embarrassed.
Yeah. Time's ticking, guys. Time's ticking.
That's right. So, man of the match nominations. Who would you put as our man of the match?
This man right here, Andy.
Yeah, that's right. I think so, too. He worked his butt off today.
Yeah, and... I don't think anyone was on the field as much as him.
No, that's true.
So we're discussing our man of the match, and does yeah. not go to Michael Knight.
No. Shocking that you know he got the pass on that one. But
I'm not sure why Michael Knight would not have been our man of the match.
And if you're listening, we're ashamed of you.
I mean, he played so well. I mean, he had a good attitude on the field. You know, he looked good. He had good form.
If you're listening, we're ashamed of you.
He really kind of strutted around. All eyes were actually on him.
Yeah, I don't really know why we didn't name him man of the match.
We're ashamed of you.
But
we were earlier speaking, gets one shot to be the hero.
Yeah, we got a man down. Yeah. No, people are throwing water bottles.
Okay, so now we're talking about one of the players got hurt.
Yeah.
And he hit the ground, and the paramedic dropped the ball.
The paramedic, good old malad.
It was just like, what, these pussy man need help?
What, this guy is laying, should I go? Well, remember, he stood on the edge of the field. He'd take a step on the field and take a step off, and take a step on and take a step off. Like, I don't know. Why would no one's waving me in?
Yeah, he was doing the hokey pokey and shit.
Yeah.
Into the field.
We're all running around with our boots on. A bunch of water bottles out there.
The funniest was the MS guy not knowing whether to go or not.
He was doing the Tim Knight stutter step.
Do I go or do I not? Yeah. There's a man on the ground yelling for a medic and water.
Should I go or not?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to give the medic an F on this one.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't want to be in a situation. Oh, here we go. Everyone clap.
So now he's back on his feet. We're clapping.
Yeah, he's getting walked off or whatever.
This is riveting, by the way.
Yeah.
Only a few minutes left now. We've got to be less than five minutes.
Yeah.
For this game to wrap up and for Tim Knight to make an impact. Oh, wait, he's on the bench.
Yeah. Well, no, I think he's going to make an impact one way or another. I don't know if it's positive.
No.
The only impact he made was when he gave me $10 for gas on the way home. Yep.
It might end 2-2. I really hope not.
We all know it, boys. A tie is a loss.
a tie is a loss, yeah.
Right? So,
if it's not a W, it's an L.
That's right, buddy. So, with just a few minutes left, stay tuned, folks. Not like you have a choice.
But, yeah.
coming up very shortly will be... We're going to award our man of the match. We've just nominated, we've discussed, we've awarded a man of the match.
Yeah.
We're going to approach this person and tell them they're the man of the match and see if they care.
We will find somebody to be the man of the match, absolutely.
It's not Rick. Because Rick would say no anyway.
It's not going to be the Rick.
No, fuck Rick.
So we're now getting into the point of the evening where we decide to name our man of the match.
We were earlier. We're supposed to just walk off the field.
Pee on their field. I don't know. Do something.
Just walk off the field.
See, now we're skipping.
Yeah, and
here.
Maybe flip the bird.
Right.
Maybe moon.
You're like, I'm not doing nothing for you.
Maybe if you're the visiting team, pee on their field. I don't know. Do something.
Something.
But, make them remember you, really.
You should go pee in the goal mouth.
I got no one to hate here.
But the best part about that would be there's actually Toronto FC players on the field right now, so they'd see you pissing on their sacred ground. To which you could segue into your favorite line, I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm an ordained minister. This isn't against the law. I'm blessing this place.
Yeah, just ask him a couple questions. Be like, hey.
See, I am trying to convince him to piss on the field.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't do it.
Well, you didn't streak.
Fair enough.
Shouldn't be holding this, but I'm going to anyway.
So for our lovely fans out there, we got some shots of Matt holding something that he wasn't supposed to. Actually, I think that he recorded a little dirty ditty into it as well. It may have been a limerick of sorts.
What am I talking about? Somebody's penis?
Possibly.
The MTV microphone.
I stole the microphone from MTV Canada and took some photos with it.
And I rubbed my balls on it. I'm such a fucking rebel.
Hey, there's a defibrillator. Tim, lay down.
Because paramedic is gone now. He's disappeared, but he left his gear behind.
He was a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Come on, Tim. Do something for the podcast. Let us shock you with the defibrillator. I don't want to die today.
No.
It's list of things you're allowed
to
say.
It's life-giving. It's going to probably extend your life. How do you feel about that?
That's awesome.
Good.
So, you love the cock, yes? Fuck you, Matt. Oh, look. Let's get distracted here. It looks like it's going to be going to a penalty shootout.
Good and productive from Van Boss, as always.
Yeah. I think he was going for the whole one-word answer thing.
What an asshole.
Or, you know, short and concise.
What a useless piece of shit.
That's harsh, man. Holy fuck, that's... That's above and beyond.
Who do you got here, white or red?
Hold on, let's start.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is we're going into a shootout to see who wins, because we cannot have a loser today, folks. Sorry.
Look, this is the shootout section, but it's a 20-minute clip.
Bullshit.
So, yeah, bullshit indeed.
Because we don't stop it, right?
Right. So now what we're doing is we're fast-forwarding to 10 minutes. We're going to see what we're doing in 10 minutes here.
Satellite radio.
There's nothing. The vuvuzelas.
What's that?
Are you recording that?
Oh, that's awesome. All the people that were eyeballing us before.
We're not professionals.
Yeah.
So really, we're just talking amongst ourselves with the mics on.
I think that the shootout happened.
Yeah.
And then I think I just let it run until we got kicked out.
We're in control.
Do you think it's confusing for people at home that they're hearing two of each of us?
When we first got here today, they were like, "Who are you?" We're like, "From a podcast."
Maybe they took the blue pill.
We're from a podcast, and when we got here, they were like, "Go stand over there."
Yeah,
telling the same story again.
Internet-based radio show that goes.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
So this is us. This is
man of the match.
This is right. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
We're also going to get to hear me coming up soon. Me yelling at Van Boss again. So here we go. Oh wait, speaking of Van Boss.
You know, you gotta put that near your mouth now.
It's okay.
I don't think you really thought that one through, Matt.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, I got friends in low places.
Oh, you're singing.
So the team walks towards us. We're ready to announce our man of the match.
Man of the match. Okay, who's the first person that's gonna come and talk to us? You gonna get your boy Murray?
Murray, I think Murray's gonna come over here.
See, you weren't taking this man of the match seriously, I'm afraid.
No, I just decided to...
you deserve that.
Fucking cat. I just decided to I award everyone that came close to us the man of the match.
R2-D2, my new kitten, is straight up attacking the Rev.
Yeah, he's not digging my feet. Fuck. Jesus Christ. I think you're starting to enjoy that. you're digging your own brand.
I'm bored of listening to us watch football.
I know. Oh, come on, let's get through this. Quit smelling your own shit. Jesus Christ.
Give him a psst.
Hey, Murray. Thank you very much,
sir.
It's
like, fuck.
Thank you.
Guess what? Sorry. You are nominated. Let's play my spare time man of the match.
Man of the match. Thank How does it feel?
Thank you.
Murray Foster, Great Big C.
That's right.
It feels undeserved.
Really?
Yeah, I think, I could have done better, and I'm going to come back next year stronger. More push-ups, more crunches.
I don't know how you could have done any better than you did today, Murray.
Aw, can I suck your dick, Murray?
We're nice people.
I appreciate it, guys. No, you know, and to all my fans out there, I want to say next year is going to be better. We're going to take the cup.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a tough break, man. But
the important question is next year you're going to shun us, aren't you? You're going to do the quick take with the eyes and just walk away.
I'm going to shun you in probably about 4 or 5 seconds.
That's fair. Okay. Fair enough.
Like the countdown. It's going to happen any second now.
All right. See, that's the story of my life. Just like the women I try to date. You got 4 seconds till I stop listening. Now, listen. Awesome. The only thing we wanted to do was some of our listeners are dumb.
Uh-oh. I made fun of our listeners to Murray Foster from Great Big C.
Well, it was time that our listeners found out what you really thought of them.
Some of them are dumb. Not all of you. J.J. Hawkins. Love you. Super intelligent man.
And we're friends again. We're friends on.
That's right.
We're friends again. Yep.
He's a smart dude.
Sure. The Misinfo boys.
Yeah, they're all right.
They're on the ball.
Yeah, except for Adam.
Yeah, isn't he in the woods?
No, that's Weller. Weller's in the woods.
Oh.
Of Idaho. By the way, we never broached that. I got a potato in the mail.
Bullshit.
Yeah, he sent me a potato. He's like, thinking of you. I thought that was really nice of him. Thanks. Well, thanks, Weller.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, folks. So,
shout out to the dumb guys.
Well, yeah.
Right on, Murray.
They may not know who Great Big C are.
Okay.
Losers. Should be ashamed of themselves.
They should be
ashamed. But what's going on with you guys right now? Anything new and exciting?
Yes, we have an album coming out in mid-July, and then a big North American tour starting September 14th, I believe.
Nice.
So that's all you need to know. Go get
Fantastic,
the CD.
Fantastic, yeah.
Do it.
Rock
right
it.
On.
Yeah, recorded it in New Orleans. It's got like a jambalaya flavor to it. Yeah,
like it's really a little Creole action down there. Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Tasty.
Nice. Well,
what the fuck are you doing?
That's my Creole.
You got so excited.
Oh, I love when I can read the Creole.
Wait, let's see that again.
It's been a long day.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, they may not know who Great Big C are.
Okay.
Losers. Should be ashamed of themselves.
They should be
ashamed. But what's going on with you guys right now? Anything new and exciting?
Yes, we have an album coming out in mid-July, and then a big North American tour starting September 14th, I believe.
Nice.
So that's all you need to know. Go get
Fantastic,
the CD.
Yeah.
Do it.
Rock
right
it.
On.
Yeah, recorded
right
in New
up.
Orleans. It's got like a jambalaya flavor
really?
To it. Yeah,
like sweet, a little Creole action
Creole.
Down there.
Oh, where are you going?
What the fuck are you doing?
I was doing the guy from The Waterboy.
Today's man of the match.
Thank
man
you.
Of the from
match,
us. Yes. And the prize. Are you ready for the prize?
Yes.
High fives.
Hey.
There we go.
Gentlemen, it was worth it.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, so if you could do another promo with us, mention the name of the band as well, for our dumb listeners. This is for you dummies.
Legend in My Spare Time.
Podcast.
This is Murray Foster from Great Big C, and I'm the newest devotee of Legend in My Spare Time.
Yeah. You did well.
Killer.
Very
killer.
Good. Thank you very much.
That was one take and done. Brilliant.
One and done. Thank
you, man. Thanks,
boys.
Take care.
Thank you. Have a good one. Great game.
I get excited when I can do my Creole.
Wow, this is fucking...
It had been a long day.
I thought there were other episodes that were train wrecks.
All right. So I think that's about it. We've...
That's the...
All right, I'm done.
Tim should get him over here.
Oh, yeah.
Tim! So now Michael Knight is standing with a member of the Canadian Olympic team.
Yes, do you remember what he's doing with that member of the Olympic
Yeah, swapping
team?
Shirts. So Michael Knight, you guys remember him, the one that we described like a chubby peacock.
Middle of the field.
Is now changing shirts.
And he was pasty.
Yeah. Ow! And with an Olympic gold medal kayaker.
Yeah.
Built like a fucking brick house.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Chubby Dude are fucking trading shirts.
Yeah,
so I see them standing together, and I immediately go, Tim! Tim! Come over here! So, Adam Vancouverden, Olympic gold medalist.
Yes.
Talking to us.
Okay, Matt's pulling strings. Tim's got his shirt off. Things are getting dirty.
It's getting out of hand here.
They're getting dirty. And we haven't even been drinking yet.
No, it's true.
Yeah. Man, that guy's ripped like a motherfucker.
He is. Holy shit. He could have been one of those werewolves on the Twilight series. That guy was insanely fucking ripped.
Don't bring up sparkly vampires on my podcast.
No, the werewolves. The werewolves were a bit cooler.
Don't bring up Twilight on this podcast.
Well, who the fuck else am I going to compare him to?
Randy Orton?
Who the fuck is that? Isn't that a senator in the States or something?
Tim, go ask to feel his bicep.
Inside joke there.
Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
Nice. How's it going?
Thank you very much.
Hey, cheers. My pleasure.
We're here from Legend in My Spare Time podcast.
You did great out there.
Says me like he should already know that.
Yeah.
Matt
and
Jeff.
He should.
Yeah.
Matt and Jeff, thanks a lot, guys. It was a fun game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now,
being
an actual professional, successful athlete, how ashamed were you of this guy right here?
He was not on my team, so I was actually thankful.
Fair enough.
Another stupid question from Matt Lees. Right on. Let's just move on.
No. That's why they switched jerseys.
That's right.
No, I'm just kidding. It was a good game, and everybody played really well, I thought.
Lies.
Come on.
The best players played down a bit, and the shittier players played up a bit. So
shittier. Ooh, the only guy to swear from the day was the gold medalist.
I think he's still Canadian. Cool. I'm the shittiest
player.
I'm the shittiest player on the field. No doubt.
He was
all
awful.
He was run.
He was awful.
I disagree. I was mashing him a lot, so he's a tough match.
Was there some chat?
No way. He said he was a tough match for... Michael Knight was a tough match for Adam Vancouverden? I think he's just jerking your chain around, sir.
Trash talk out there?
I'm right.
Yeah.
Any trash talking going on with him out there?
Not too much, no.
Just on Facebook.
Okay,
right.
Fair enough.
Just on Facebook, says Michael Knight.
Yeah,
this week on... Facebook. See, you just talked about trash.
There we go.
Nice, wait for the dressing room. Oh, dude, I could hear that. I could smell the banana boat on the pitch. You're the only banana boater on the pitch.
I think you're going to just talk about Michael Knight had so much fucking suntan cream on.
Oh.
Got suntan lotion back there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, he didn't like that. Did you hear? I was like, you're going to get... I told the Olympic gold medalist that he was going to get soaked in... My kitten R2-D2 is kicking the shit out of the Reverend.
He got you earlier.
He does it to me when I'm sleeping, dog. It wakes me up. This little guy biting on my toes and shit.
I'd throw you across the room, buddy. I really would.
Don't you do it, son. But anyway, I've just told Vancouverden that he's going to get oiled up in the change room.
On the pitch. You're the only banana boater on the pitch.
I think you're going to get suntan lotion back there.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that's what it looks like. He's going to spray you with something, he's saying.
Yeah. Well, he can try.
Ooh, he can try.
Do you want a skinny little arms and a skinny little basic legs?
It's true.
Oh, now, see, now he's dissing Michael Knight. Skinny little arms and shit.
I was going to offer to jump him for you, but I think you can handle yourself.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Hey,
it's nice to know that I got some backup.
You do. Yeah. The show's called Legend in My Spare Time. Could you do us a quick promo and then we'll get out of your hair?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Awesome.
Just your name and the show. That'd be wicked.
Sure. My name's Adam Vancouveren. I'm on the Canadian Olympic Canoe Kayak team. And this is Legend in My Spare Time.
One and done.
That's it.
Gold medalist.
That's right.
That's it, yeah.
Gold medal winner.
Hanging with the Rev and Matt Lees. And
usually we think we're a big deal. You're actually a big deal.
You guys are a big deal. I've heard of you both.
Wow. Really?
Listen to us, eh?
I know. We are actually a big deal, he says.
Yeah.
Says the Olympian.
We'll get out of your hair?
You liked that, eh? He's like, you guys are a big deal.
Says the medal winner, hanging with the Rev and Matt Lees, and
usually we think we're a big deal. You're actually a big deal.
You guys are a big deal. I've heard of you both.
All right.
Wow. Really?
Wow. So wait. Let's just reiterate that.
I've heard of you both. I listen to your podcast.
You're a gold medal winner, and you listen to our podcast.
Yeah. Well, I'm listening to it as we're creating it right now.
That's amazing.
And I heard of you like 5 minutes ago, and you asked me to do your podcast.
See, he's
bitching.
Thank
you.
Yeah, sure. See, we are a big deal. I told you. Local heroes. We're getting out there into the community.
The community that's an hour and a half away from our homes.
So, we're doing some good.
Cheers. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks for coming out, guys.
Appreciate it.
Canada is our community, Matt.
Sure.
Sure thing.
Chad Bear from the Toronto FC.
Oh, right.
How you
back
doing?
Into it.
I'm the Rev, and this is Matt Lees.
Nice to meet you, man.
And we're now with Chad Bear at Toronto FC.
This is Legend of My Spare Time Pop.
Motherfucking cat! I'm going to get you!
It's great, folks. My brand new kitten is fucking...
Are you going to... Needling me to death here. He comes close, I'm going to catch him with this fucking sweater.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not.
Yeah, and then I'm going to throw him in a river.
No, you're not. Listen, he's like 4 months old and he's kicking your ass. Relax a little.
He's needling me to death. Jesus Christ. It's shocking. He fucking keeps getting me. Every time I relax, I get these little needles stuck in my ankle or in my leg.
Oh, you deserve it, you cunt. Chad Barrett, Toronto FC, on Legend in My Spare Time.
Podcast.
Yeah. So your name, sir?
Chad Barrett.
Now, we're standing in your castle right now.
Yeah, it's somewhat of a castle. It's probably the best one in the MLS, but I think we got a lot more things we're going to do. It'd be nice.
What's the MLS?
You know, that's awesome. So,
Major League Soccer, dummy.
What the fuck am I supposed to know?
Because you were at BMO Field, and I told you it was Major League Soccer.
Bank of Montreal Field. What's the O stand for?
I don't know. What does your shirt stand for, cunt? I'm not wearing it on a shirt, jackass.
What's new and exciting in TFC world?
You guys, the newest and most exciting thing we just did was our week off, I think.
So I'm with you. That's always exciting.
It's a week off, time to watch some World Cup soccer.
Yeah.
Watch the best players in the world go at it and learn a few things.
Absolutely. Now, where do your allegiances lie with regards to the World Cup, sir?
U.S. all the way.
Loser.
I forgot that he was American.
I know. We don't usually let Americans on this show.
Well, I don't understand. Why are Americans playing soccer in Canada? It makes no fucking sense.
Really? So all the players in the NFL are American? And all the players in the NHL... fuck you, you're stupid.
No,
it's a
I'm
stupid
joking.
Thing to say.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
You're a stupid man.
Actually, I'm not sorry. Not even a little bit.
I hope my kitten fucking attacks you again, you big pussy.
I got the sweater.
Don't you hurt my kitten.
He's going in the toilet.
Dude, he's like 4 months old, all right? He's playing with his Uncle Rev.
That's all right. He's going to learn this game. It's called get your ass out of the toilet.
Do you do this to your child if she hits you?
Well, you should see what
you did. You did tell me that you like, you know, you WWF her and shit and put her in headlocks and stuff.
Oh yeah,
and she's all about it.
I drop elbow bombs on her.
And she's fine with it.
Just when she's standing there, I shove her on her ass for no apparent reason.
Do you ever notice she kind of looks like me?
No,
not at all. She looks just like you. Just kidding. I'm fascinated to hear what Chad Barrett has to say.
Yes, yes.
I'm a U.S. really? Citizen.
So ah!
US. I'm just going to walk all right. Down, so we don't beef each other.
No.
What? Manchester United?
Yeah, I'm the fat guy in Man U shoes.
I'm Tottenham.
I beat you to that first.
Beat me to the punch.
That's right, fucker.
Good man.
Oh, Tottenham. Are you Jewish?
Tottenham!
No, he's... Yeah, Tottenham are the Jewish team. I'm just saying. Tottenham, come on. Oh, I get Tottenham. To be with the TFC player. I support the same team. Because Michael Knight in the background was like, I support Tottenham too.
And they're the Jewish team?
Yeah, I don't really want to get into it with you because you don't...
I don't know. I need to learn.
There's a running joke that Tottenham Hotspur, the English football team, are the Jewish football team.
Okay.
They're from the Jewish part of London. And
okay.
Yeah.
See, I didn't realize that like Toronto FC was... Or that was international. I really thought that was just a national league.
It's an American league, and there's only two Canadian teams.
Oh, really? Okay.
Kind of like the MLB. Major League Baseball, not Matt Lee's band. But thank you for thinking of us first.
No, that's why I was wondering why there was an American playing in the Canadian league.
Fair enough. Sense. I'm sorry for yelling at you.
Oh, no, you're not.
No, I'm not.
It's hard to find Tottenham.
It's true, but even in London.
Yeah. Chelsea and Arsenal, yeah.
Yeah, nobody likes Chelsea, though, right?
Yeah. After John Terry scandal.
No, not after the John Terry scandal or the Ashley Cole scandal or the Peter Kenyon scandal.
What are all these scandals?
The dollars in debt scandal.
Yeah, or how about the one about we didn't win for 50 years, then we got a billionaire, and then we won the next season? How does that work? I'm pretty upset here, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. You got yourself covered with your sweater so that my 4-month-old kitten doesn't attack you.
That's right.
R2, are you being a bully? Ref's scared of me. Want to hear what the cat says? Here, I'm going to put the mic up to him. That ref guy's a pussy.
I'm not used to little felines running around stabbing you with their little fucking claws.
I got to say, he gets me when I'm asleep sometimes, and it fucking pisses me off.
Dude. That would infuriate me.
That would infuriate me. Yeah.
Jose Mourinho's special one.
It's true. I love Mourinho. I hate Chelsea, but I love some Mourinho.
Yeah.
Well, tell you what, we'll let you get over here. Can you do a promo for us?
Sure.
Legend in My Spare Time podcast is the name of the show. Other than that, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
So what do I say?
Whatever you want. My name is...
Introduce yourself.
This is...
My name is... My name is...
Listen to Ted me.
Barrett. You're chilling with the Rev and Matt Lees?
Yeah, do it.
This is Chad Barrett. You're chilling with the Rev and Matt Lees in the TFC, a.k.a. I guess Mike Castle. And have a good day.
Yes. Have a good day. All right, thank you,
there
man.
You go. Yeah, thank awesome. You. Thanks a lot, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Appreciate it.
We got it.
Oh, okay, yeah, we'll get out of here.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah,
wait, let's
you
go
guys
back.
Got to get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
AKA, I guess, Mike Castle, and have a good day.
Ready? This is where we get kicked out.
Yep.
You got to listen for it, folks. Listen.
Because we're just grabbing people.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank awesome. You. Thanks a lot, dude.
Thanks,
dude. Appreciate it.
We got it.
Oh, okay, yeah, we'll get out of here.
Thanks.
That's cool. There was Tim. He said we could stay as long as we wanted.
Hey, you got that.
So,
my phone stopped recording.
In the background, what you can hear is she's now walking us to the gate.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not giving us any chance
no.
to fuck all right. around.
Yeah, we'll meet.
Okay, yeah, we'll wait for you just out front there, okay?
As we're still being escorted out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I was taping.
See, we're walking out the door
now.
We're getting booted. Get out.
All right. Yeah. That's it for that clip, pretty much, I think.
That pretty much ends the day.
Okay, hey.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Hey, I think TFC guy's picking up.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, he left with a gorgeous girl, you remember?
It was his girlfriend. Yeah.
I know, but he still got to leave with a gorgeous girl. I was proud of him. So that wraps up our first 4-hour. Why do I keep trying to say that fucking
word? 4A.
No. It's not
our
like,
first 4A.
Hey, how many beers are in the fridge? You got 4A.
I just say that. 4A.
4A. So that's it. That's our last. That's our first step into stardom.
Yeah, into mainstream media.
That's right. And I thought we did a pretty good job.
Oh, fucking right. We rocked it. That's why we're the podcast, the Olympians.
Exactly.
Now.
Exactly. So let us know what you thought of that. And you can do that at, what's the email?
Oh, you're asking me?
No, I'm asking the cat.
I thought you were playing Dora again. Where's that little bastard? I see you setting up. I see you setting up.
You're so afraid of the cat. You're such a pussy. LegendInMyPodcast@gmail.com. We'd like to know what you thought of that. Do you think we should do more themed episodes, or should we just stick to getting drunk in the Mat Cave? We want to hear from you.
Probably just getting drunk, I'd imagine.
It's true. There's a lot of responsibility when we have to go out in public.
Yeah. Well, no, I think we should do it, but maybe just run it as a continuous thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, maybe. But yeah, did you guys like having us interrupt and discuss on it? Do you want to just hear the raw takes? Let us know. You're in charge.
We're just looking for a little feedback, people.
That's right. Email us. Yeah. Just like my boy Todd Bodge did.
Todd Bodge.
Todd. Title of the email, for the benefit of Mr. Lees.
Okay.
Do you get that reference?
Is he sending you money?
No, the benefit of Mr. Kite is a Beatles song.
Oh, see, I wouldn't get that, no.
You fucking asshole.
Probably because they're the most overrated band ever.
So, Todd says, I just turned off his mic. Todd says, hello, I am a new listener of your podcast, and I must say it's quite entertaining. I heard of you on Misinformation and decided to check you out. I'm working my way through old episodes, and I definitely enjoy your show. I'm American. It's okay, Todd. From the glorious land of Minnesota, i.e. Canada Light. Keep doing what you do, and I will do my best to catch up, Todd.
Well, that was nice. Very nice. How are you doing, Todd?
You're a good man, Todd.
Glad to have you as a listener.
Thank you for listening. We also want to give a shout out to Cryptic Riddler. Cryptic Riddler. For helping me out lately with sending me a link that I could watch illegally streamed television.
Nice.
So thank you to him.
Maybe you can pass that on my way too, bud.
I will. I'll forward you the email.
Because I got one that I got to give to you too.
You do have one you got to give to me. Goddamn right. What else were we going to do this week? Oh,
there was a little announcement.
That's true. And we are also going to talk about how I had a discussion with Walt Flanagan. Who you're fully aware of course.
What's that again? You told me and I forgot.
Walt Flanagan, one of the co-hosts of Tell 'Em Steve Dave, the podcast, childhood friend of Kevin Smith.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Proprietor of Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash in Red Bank, New Jersey, the comic book store.
Okay.
Recently, I had a phone conversation with Mr. Walt Flanagan.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting. Things were put in the works, so to speak.
All right.
And in reality, what actually happened was I called them and ordered a comic book.
Is that it?
That's it.
And you said, this is the Walt Flanagan?
Yes.
And he said, I am...
Yeah. Well, I got to be honest, because when he picked up, because I've been listening to him on a podcast, right?
Yeah.
So when he picked up and I'm actually talking to him, I'm kind of like...
Really?
Because the store is called Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. Yeah. But when he answers, he just says, comics.
Oh, really?
Which is very much like, what do you want?
Yeah.
And I remember he talked in a previous episode about how he gets annoyed the people that mumble on the phone.
Yeah.
So I'm immediately like, hi, I'm a listener of your podcast. And he's like, okay. And he does a special each week for podcast listeners. And you can call the store and get a special on something.
Okay.
Basically, he's a comic book artist.
Yeah.
And with Kevin Smith, do you know who Kevin Smith is?
Yeah, I got an idea.
They wrote a Batman series.
Oh, did they?
And Walt drew it.
Okay.
Walt said on his podcast, hey, if you call me at the store this week, I'm going to send you a copy of this comic autographed, and I'll send you an original sketch artwork of my original sketch work.
Okay.
Tara's dad, my lovely girlfriend, is a massive Batman fan.
Tara's dad is your girlfriend?
Oh, you're a motherfucker. I fucking hate you. I'm going to fucking kill you. So we ordered him the comic, basically. Oh, so that's why I got to have a conversation with Walt Flanagan.
Nice.
But I was like giving my address, and I'm like, Kitchener? Because I didn't want him to get annoyed at me, man. Walt gets annoyed easily.
Yeah.
If I listen to his podcast next week and he's like, this fucking kid from Canada called, what a moron.
Did you drop the legend?
No.
Oh.
You know why? Because Walt was all business, man.
Yeah, but just to end the conversation,
No.
Oh, by the way, I'm Matt Lees, legend of my spare time podcast.
No, but Boom. When he said my name back to me, I was kind of like, all right. He's like, okay, Matt Lees. And I was like, nobody's listening. It's on the phone. But here's what I'm thinking. Maybe in a couple weeks I'll call again and be like, hey, it's Matt Lees. I talked last time I ordered the comic off you. I'd like to order something else. Third or fourth time that I've spoken to him and ordered stuff, I'm going to drop the legend. Because he said himself in one of the episodes that if somebody comes into the store and they want to just kind of chat with him or ask him for like a donation for some kind of a charity, he's more amped to help them if they purchase first.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you be? You run your own store. Some dude comes in and says, hey, will you make a donation? Fuck you. But if he comes in and buys a comic book and has a talk with you for a few minutes and then says, oh, by the way, I'm collecting for charity, you're more likely to give to them, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know if I really believe in charity.
Fair enough. Well, basically, I'm going to give it a month. mm-hmm. couple orders, and then I'm going to be like, hey, man, I do my own podcast. Maybe you could check it out sometime. Maybe you could just
write a review.
Give us a Skype message and just say hello. You
That'd
know?
Be cool.
Yeah, you never know. Walt Flanagan in the house.
What would we talk to him about?
Who cares? Same thing we'll talk to Joe Rogan about when we finally get a hold of him.
That's who I think we should get a hold of.
We're trying. Folks, we do have a telephone number for Mr. Joe Rogan, and we are sporadically attempting to call Joe Rogan.
Yeah, we got to call him.
So sooner or later, we will get him on the podcast. Sooner or later.
Okay.
So that's it. Shout out to Walt Flanagan.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. But there's also...
The announcement.
Yes.
Now, by the time you folks will hear this, it'll either be old news or it'll be today's news. But Sunday,
mm-hmm.
September, the 12th, there's an event going on, Rev. Why don't you tell them what kind of an event it is?
Well, I heard it's a little bit of wrestling.
There's a little bit of wrestling. PWA.
That's right, in Cambridge, Ontario.
PWA is our local answer mm-hmm. to the WWE. I, of course, do their podcast, PWA Cast, with your host, the Reverend Matt Lees.
Mm-hmm.
This Sunday marks a very special occasion because this Sunday marks the...
Get it out of your system, Matt.
That's what she said. That's because this Sunday marks the debut, the in-ring debut,
yes.
the first appearance in the squared circle of the Reverend Matt Lees. That's right. You heard it here first. I'm going to be in a wrestling ring, ladies and gentlemen.
And you'll be doing the interview.
I'm going to be doing an interview with a wrestler, and I'm going to be telling him he's a big pussy.
Yeah.
And that I interviewed an Olympic gold medalist, so I'm not impressed by some wrestler.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
How much gold do you have around your waist or neck? Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't have a gold medal from
you're
the Olympics.
You're not the fucking legend in my spare
That's
time,
right.
you know, podcast of the Olympians here.
That's right. So Legend in My Spare Time makes its first public debut inside a wrestling ring.
That's right.
And I am fucking excited.
Yeah, and if he's got a beef with that, you can call Steve Matador of the...
Montalbán.
Yeah, same thing. Montalbán. Steven Montalbán of the Buffalo Sabres.
Adam Vancouverden.
Adam Vancouverden.
Murray. Yeah. All our good friends.
Fucking right. Andy from North by Northeast.
That's right. They're all our friends. They know of us. They
That's
will
right.
remember us.
And they have some clout. So, you know, these wrestlers, they can't really fuck with
That's
you.
That's true.
Least. And by the way, I'll probably be there, you know.
Your wife's not going to let you out.
She might not.
We'll find out next week, ladies and gentlemen, that the Rev wasn't there and that maybe I broke my ankle or something. But that gives you a reason to come back next week, because next week you're going to hear the story about my first appearance in a wrestling ring.
Yeah.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It's tits.
And I'll also tell you next week what I thought of the movie The Expendables.
What a piece of shit. Hold on, because I have a differing view.
I didn't think it was a piece of shit. I think I'm exaggerating.
It was what I expected it to be.
Fair enough. I fell asleep in the theater.
Did you really?
Yeah. I went to like the 11 o'clock show. Done.
Well, you know, if they had maybe showed Charisma Carpenter's boobs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that would have helped.
Would have helped a little.
Would have helped a lot.
What the fuck is with Sylvester Stallone's face?
I think he's had some work done, sir.
Really? And then
I think he's got some collagen in those lips.
He had some work done and then it melted?
Yeah. He's falling apart.
Yeah, wow. No, it wasn't a terrible movie. It was what it was. It was, you know, piece A into piece B. It was an action movie, but it wasn't great. Did you break my chair, sir?
It fell through the fucking loops. There we go.
So, yeah, The Expendables wasn't that great. Kick-Ass was Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass, yeah, that was fucking awesome.
But maybe we'll save that for next episode. Maybe next week we'll talk movies.
We'll go in-depth, yeah.
Because I've seen a lot of cool movies lately.
Yeah, and what about Inception? Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about A-Team.
A-Team, yeah.
All right.
What else did I watch lately? Tekken, I watched. I think I might watch Shutter Island tonight. I heard good things about that one.
Okay, do it. And then we'll talk movies next week.
All right.
Because who doesn't love a movie podcast?
We'll do a movie podcast.
Next week, we'll talk movies. You'll hear about how I ended up in a wrestling ring. Mm-hmm. And we'll play the first edition of Let's Call Joe Rogan, which
yes.
is a very, very self-explanatory game.
I think we can win that one.
I hope so.
All right.
I kind of hope he doesn't answer on the first time.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
He might, just because it's a long distance ring.
Maybe, and because my call display name is Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Maybe he'd be like, I have to answer, it's Clark Kent. You never know. Yes, that is my call display name. Fuck
yeah,
you.
I know. I remember that coming up at home. That was awesome.
But like, Superman's calling us.
I had a short little side note.
Okay.
I had a phone. I had a plan. I never paid the plan. So I thought I'd wait a year. And I wanted to get the phone rehooked up as a pay-as-you-go. And what I wanted to do, I was just going to use a different name and say, yeah, that Jeff Davies sold me the phone. I just want to hook it up.
Uh-huh.
And
they're totally not going to let you do that, by the way.
Well, I did it before with TELUS.
TELUS are a bunch of amateurs.
But with Virgin, they're a little bit more mm-hmm. on the ball. So anyways, my name was going to be Frank Castle. That's all.
Cool. Here's what you do. I can get your way around this. Anybody who's listening mm-hmm. that wants to get services with, let's say, Rogers, but you have bad credit, so they're not going to give you a cell phone or they're not going to give you cable. You know what you do? Get internet. Because there's something that states that they're not allowed to deny you internet, because internet is like a necessity. Okay?
Yes.
Get internet with Rogers. Make sure you pay your bill, or Bell, whoever. Consistently pay your bill for the first 6 months. Then call and apply for a cell phone. Because then they're doing an internal credit check, not a full-on credit check. So then you'll get it.
Cool.
But that's a fascinating ending to a fucking podcast.
There we go.
And the kitten, you stopped trying to fight my kitten.
Yeah, that fucking little beast.
He wasn't hurting you, man. He wasn't hurting you.
Oh, yeah, he stabbed me. He stabbed me with his little fucking needles.
Yeah, but you're much bigger than him, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm not stabbing him.
He's not stabbing you either. He's just playing with his uncle.
He was tearing my flesh apart.
No, he
That's just, my flesh!
He doesn't understand. Why are you yelling at this tiny little kitten?
I'm not yelling at him. I'm yelling at you.
Fair enough. Any closing words of wisdom? My big inflated gorilla?
This is it. This is it. Wow. Tomorrow we could all be worm food.
Fair enough. So,
especially if this fucking cat gets a hold of you in the middle of the night. He could tear your throat out.
With bated breath, we wait to hear what happens to Matt Lees in a wrestling ring.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are also approaching the 1 year anniversary of Legend in My Spare Time.
Yeah.
And the downside of that is that means Oktoberfest is coming.
I love Oktoberfest.
We'll get into that next week.
I am not your old co-host.
We'll get into that next week. Ladies and gentlemen.
Bring on the polka.
This has been another fantastically constructed episode. Bring on the polka.
Yeah.
Just keep talking over me. It's cool.
Do you mind if I keep talking over?
No, not at all. Thank you for tuning in to Legend in My Spare Time. I am the Reverend Matt motherfucking Lees. He's the Reverend Damn Davies. This is R2-D2, the four-month-old kitten. Well said. And, okay. Anything? Should we cue, what's his name? The rabbi?
Cue the rabbi.
With the retard
Actually,
screen?
We got to get him back in, too. He's led an interesting life since we've talked to him last.
I'm excited. We'll bring the rabbi back soon.
Absolutely.
But for now, has been another episode of
Legend in My Spare Time, motherfucker.
Please, get the fuck off of my podcast.
Goodbye.
Your eyes make skies seem blue again. What else could I do again?